TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Here's the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. Coming up on this edition, we begin with the rumor mill in Happy Valley. Could Mike Tomlin really go from Pittsburgh to Penn State? We'll get into that. In 20 minutes, we'll dip into the NBA and why it may not be long before Giannis is wearing a different uniform. NFL power rankings come your way in just 40 minutes. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Once again, it is a Thursday. We are speeding towards the weekend. Chelsea, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. It is a Thursday. And luckily, I went back to the grocery store and we were back on the iced coffee train.
Ah.
So no more sipping tepid, lukewarm coffee for all of the show. It's a good day.
It is a good day. I got my old whatever this is. I nearly said bag of bones. That's me. I'm the bag of bones. But I got my little hot coffee Yeti here. Good to go. I'm excited about the weekend already. I love championship weekend. I mean, not just because of the weekend. I'm excited about every weekend. But championship weekend in college football, and it's kind of cold outside. Teams are jockeying for playoff position. This is sneaky, one of my favorite times of the year. I think Texas is going to the Citrus Bowl, which, you know, whatever. You can't have it all. But I love this time of year in football season.
Well, it's going to be hard to top last week. Like, the week of Thanksgiving truly was the pinnacle of sports watching because it was all week long. And even on, like, random weekdays, like on Thursday, we had three marquee games on Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to say it's going to be in that neighborhood, but it is still going to be awesome, especially because what we have going on in the Big Ten. Like, I know, like, obviously we talk about the SEC a lot in Texas, but having a 1-2 in the Big Ten championship, that is a huge deal. Like, it's been a while, I think, since we've had a number one and number two team go head-to-head in a conference title game. So it's going to be something to see.
Yeah, I have to give Catherine a lot of credit because she's, you know, she's a sports fan. Last week, we did get up absolutely and watch all of Clemson and South Carolina because we were rooting for Clemson to lose because I told you she hates Clemson so much. But even she's like, there's a lot of football on this time of year. I was like, yes, there is. There is. We're almost there, honey. We'll get through the basketball season. It'll lessen up a little bit, but then March Madness is going to be here before you know it. Speaking of March, speaking of college basketball, let's hear about your bet from last night.
Yeah, tough night for me. Had Louisville laying 2.5 against Arkansas just because Louisville came in with one of the best offenses in college hoops and a perfect 7-0 record on the season. And I think if you look at all the numbers, like, Louisville probably should have won this game. But here's the thing. Like, in college basketball, it's not like football where teams, you know, don't drop games if they're good. Like, in college basketball, it's any given night, especially in some of these teams that are pretty solid. Like, Arkansas took the lead early in this game, and I think especially when you have the home crowd on your side, that is a huge deal. So the Hogs never looked back, and they actually won this one outright. 89-80, we knew that Arkansas could run and gun as well. I just thought Louisville would do it a little bit better, but maybe they were due for a loss.
Yeah, it does happen. It's this time of year, you know, where teams are kind of feeling themselves and, you know, it's more difficult to develop that consistent type of play. But I actually love that play as well. Almost added it to my card. Instead, of course, I went a little crazy yesterday. Well, not crazy, but every now and then I like to put together these two team parlays, which worked out yesterday. I had Arsenal on the money line. They win 2-0. And then I had the Knicks on the money line over the Hornets, and the Knicks win 119-104. That was -131, so a little juicy, but like the play. That comes home. Donkster had the Bulls like 7.5 against the Nets. The Nets went outright 113-103. So for the week, Chelsea, you're 0-3. I'm 1-1. Denton is 0-2. And the Donkster is 1-1. It is a daily tip on a BetMGM network. It is great to have you along with us. Well, how about this story from yesterday, which I'm still trying to process? All sorts of chatter that Mike Tomlin could end up going from Pittsburgh to Penn State. Now, Penn State's still looking for a head coach. The Steelers are struggling right now. They're sitting at 6-6. We saw Brian Hartline go to USF instead of going to Happy Valley. Kalani Sitake deciding to stay at BYU. That reportedly kept BYU or Penn State officials off guard. They thought he was coming. So yesterday on his podcast, Footballin' with Ben Roethlisberger, the former Steelers quarterback suggested that Tomlin should split with the Steelers and then take the job at Penn State.
I was having this conversation the other day. I'm like, Coach T in college would be one of the greatest college football coaches.
Okay. Well, guess who else was asked about this? Mike Tomlin himself.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
I get why he is insulted, because Mike Tomlin is an NFL guy. He's been in Pittsburgh for 19 years, Chelsea. He's won a Super Bowl. But it's because of the speculation. And do you think he would be a good fit? Clearly, he's not going to go.
Well, first, I think it needs to be specified that this quote is not from like yesterday. It's from a few years ago when they asked him about the USC job. But still, when somebody says, hey, never say never, but never, it feels like this is not an avenue that he's going to walk down. And especially Penn State, because please correct me if I'm wrong, but right now it feels like nobody wants to go to Penn State. They can't even get Brian Hartline. Like, that's the thing. So it feels like a huge step down to me if Mike Tomlin were to go from the NFL, where there is some level of parity. And I think that's why Mike Tomlin is such a good head coach, is because year in and year out, his team is fielding, you know, competitive squads. In college football, it's really different. And college has changed so much over the last few years with NIL money. I don't think I'd want to go to the college ranks. Like, I understand the buyouts are huge, but still, if you're used to the NFL and you're used to not having to deal with any of that, why would you go to college?
Well, Mike Tomlin, just based on his personality, like, I don't know if there's a more direct personality in the NFL than Mike Tomlin. Like, Mike Tomlin doesn't have the time for the nonsense that comes with wooing college kids to come to your school, particularly when money is involved. Like, it's why Nick Saban walked away from Alabama, because he remembered leaving that game against Michigan and then going back home and getting ready to get ready for the upcoming season. And then he's sitting down and he's talking about money with all these high school kids or all these college players already on his roster who wanted to get paid. Like, that's a whole element of the job that I think would annoy Mike Tomlin to the end. And yes, this quote was from a few years ago, but that's Mike Tomlin's personality. I can't imagine him now, even with the Steelers struggling the way that they are, suddenly changing a mindset that definitive and saying, you know what? I think I want to go coach the college game, especially at this point in his career. It's a completely different thing from the NFL, clearly, and it's even more so now because of NIL.
Well, and also, like, he hasn't been fired yet. And, like, if you're talking about Penn State specifically, they made a coach yesterday. Like, I don't think they can wait till the end of the NFL season or whenever Mike Tomlin is, quote unquote, supposedly supposed to be fired to hire a head coach. And plus, there's other head coaching jobs available in the NFL. Hell, come on down to Nashville. We'd love to have him coach the Titans. So I just feel like he would explore those roads before going to the college one.
Double D, let me bring you in here because you're a Penn State guy. Are you wearing any Penn State gear today? Sweatshirt, hoodie. I knew it. Look at this. That's the best prediction I've ever made on this show. Even when I've been on a hot streak, I haven't seen Double D's beautiful face all day. I'm like, are you wearing? There it is. So what do you think? You're a Penn State guy. Is this even a remote, realistic possibility? And how do you feel about the fact that here we are, we've already had a national signing day, and Penn State doesn't have a head coach?
I heard this rumor. As soon as it came out of Ben Roethlisberger's mouth, I was like, uh-oh. Every Penn State fandom jumped on this. It is such a pipe dream for Mike Tomlin to become the head coach of Penn State. It is such a pipe dream. As far as the coaching search, this is solely on Pat Kraft. Solely. And I don't know what's going on at Penn State. I've heard things like the head coaching prospects that they've brought in and interviewed and everything like that, they've been told that they have to keep Jim Knowles and Terry Smith. Neither one of those are going anywhere. And I think a lot of the coaches have been turned off by that. So when you have guys like Bob Chesney going to UCLA from JMU, I'm sure UCLA is like, fix our program, do what you have to do. I think that's why Brian Hartline went down to South Florida, because South Florida goes, you have total control. Bring in whoever you need to bring in, instead of Penn State going, well, we already ate $40 million with James Franklin. We don't want to eat another potentially $10 million by firing Jim Knowles and Terry Smith. They know if they lose Terry Smith, there's going to be another mass exodus of the guys that are already at Penn State, because they've said as much. If Terry stays, we stay. If Terry goes, we're leaving too. That's the issue that's going on in Penn State right now. Eventually, at this point, just name Terry Smith the coach. That's where I'm at. So he can start going out and recruiting, because you went from the number 17 class in 2026 yesterday to the 135th ranked class with two signees.
Can I ask something? Something sure. That feels, maybe it's a little too far to speculate this. Hindsight is always 20/20. But do you think anybody regrets firing James Franklin?
I have not heard a single person be upset about James Franklin being gone. More has leaked out about his ego, and that was the biggest issue at Penn State, was his ego. So I think it was a move that had to be done. And I haven't heard any alum, any football players. The football players and the former Letterman have all come out and said he wasn't a coach. Like, he didn't know how to coach. And you've seen that since he's left, with these kids being coached and coaching decisions being made. So I'm okay with it. I just think at this point, like, just name Terry Smith the head coach. Give him a 3-year deal. And if it's a home run, it's a home run. If it's not, 2 years down the road, you go and get a big name.
Jenks, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Oh, here I am now.
There you go.
Here's the thing. I heard this yesterday, like, as part of this article, part of this coming out, is that I was surprised to hear former players for Mike Tomlin not completely go to bat for him, which normally when a player talks about Mike Tomlin in the way that they do, like, it's effusive in praise. Like, if you read this article, James Harrison, on his podcast, former Steelers linebacker, former defensive player of the year, he said, I have never been a person that thought Coach Tomlin was a great head coach, which is stunning to me. I think Mike Tomlin is an exceptional head coach. Even if you're a great head coach, sometimes you wear out your welcome somewhere, and sometimes a change needs to be made. But that, to me, was stunning to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it should feel stunning, especially because some of those teams with the Steelers were really good. Like, yeah, you know, they were going to Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls. So, I don't know. It's just compared to what? Because, like, that's the thing as well. Like, who are you going to get if you fire Mike Tomlin? Like, Andy Reid's not on the market. You know, right. Mike Vrabel's not on the market. So, like, Penn State is finding this out. And that's kind of what I was alluding to, is that I know that there are complaints about your current head coach. But, like, you've always got to consider that, well, you have to have a head coach. And who would be better?
That's really the key, is that if you're going to fire your guy, that's all well and good if you're ready to make a move, but you better have someone else in mind, because if the Steelers decide to part ways with Mike Tomlin and then they say Pittsburgh's new head coach, Josh McDaniels, you're going to be like, oh my God, what have we done? Coming up next year on the show, Giannis is having another monster season, but why the former MVP could be moving on. It is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, could it be Giannis Antetokounmpo perhaps headed elsewhere? Chelsea, how much are you into the NBA right now? Like, I'm sort of into the NBA. I'm following the NBA. Clearly, we've been betting on the NBA. But I feel like, at least for me, it's one of those sports where I kind of follow it on the periphery. And then once we get kind of, I mean, outside the NBA Cup, everyone knows I'm an NBA Cup guy. I love the NBA Cup. But outside of that, I feel like I kind of ease into it about mid-season and then close to the playoffs, then I really dig in.
Right. Like, I'm the same way. And even if it's no matter what sport you throw in there, anytime you start a season, it is more difficult to handicap things simply because you don't have as big of a sample size. Mm-hmm. So, like, the NBA also kind of has a bad reputation for teams, I don't know, sometimes sandbagging during the middle of the season, which I understand there are plenty of teams who are off to great starts. You look at the Pistons this year, standing at 17-5, even after losing to the Bucks last night. So there are young teams that certainly give it their all. It's just, it's wild to flip it back and forth between a college game and an NBA game. And it's like the pace is completely different. Like, those guys in college games, you would think it's their last game playing basketball on this earth. Meanwhile, basketball, like NBA basketball, it's like they come up the court and they're barely even jogging. So it's just a different dynamic. Obviously, the highlights are better in the NBA. It's just, I don't know. It's a different viewing experience for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's a huge, well, maybe not a huge split, but there's definitely, I feel like, a definitive line between NBA fans and college fans. Like, people who love the NBA love the NBA, but people who love college basketball, I feel like, just go all in on college basketball because there's so much to it and so many different schools that obviously there's a buildup like nothing else when it comes to March. Like, there's no other sport that can match what March Madness is. Like, it's its own entity, and because of that, I feel like the people who are into college basketball are just completely immersed by it. You know what I mean?
Well, and also there's no load management in college basketball, and none of those stories that make you like roll your eyes. And like, that's the reason why some people love the NBA, is because there's so much more drama, and it's so much more player and star driven. So where you follow the stars, and it's like, okay, everything is up to them. Like, when we talk about Giannis, it's crazy the amount of power that NBA stars have, to where if he leaves the Bucks, they turn into a black hole and there's nothing they can do about it. It's not like in other leagues where you can't just demand a trade and they're like, if it's Patrick Mahomes who's like, hey, I don't like Kansas City anymore, you can't just demand a trade. They're like, no, sorry, we paid you a bunch of money, you're staying here. So it just feels like the NBA is different in that regard. So if you do like drama, the NBA is for you.
Oh, there's no question about that. And now we're getting some drama coming out of Milwaukee, of all places. So according to Shams from ESPN, Giannis and his agent have been in talks with the Bucks about his future, and that's not necessarily in Milwaukee.
And his agent, Alex Tsiratsis, have started open conversations that are active right now with the Milwaukee Bucks about the realities of whether his future is best staying in Milwaukee or the realities of moving on elsewhere. And my understanding is a resolution to this, and whether this could lead to a trade request, is expected in the coming weeks. So there's a timeline there. As you said, 9-13 overall. They just lost a 16-point lead to the Washington Wizards on Monday. And I'm told Giannis Antetokounmpo has been frustrated over the recent losing, but so have John Horst, the general manager, Doc Rivers, the head coach. There's been a lot of frustration within that Bucks organization over the losing, and also a sense of tension around the locker room about what this means for Giannis Antetokounmpo. I had one source even tell me and describe the situation as the writing on the wall for what's to come with Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was sold potentially on a championship vision by John Horst and Doc Rivers, returned, recommitted to this team. But this is a situation where this Bucks organization could be faced with serious consequences depending on how the season continues to play out.
Yeah, you got that right. Now, last night, Giannis left in the first quarter in that game against the Pistons where he strained his calf, non-contact injury. The Bucks say that it's probably not serious, and they've already ruled out any sort of Achilles injury, so that is good news. And he struggled with injury earlier in the season. But regardless, I mean, this is massive news, and I thought it was funny that after last night's game, Doc Rivers said, oh no, there's been no conversations. Giannis loves Milwaukee. He loves the Bucks. And who are you going to trust here? You're going to trust Doc or Shams? I feel like we've sort of seen the smoke or heard the smoke for a while now that Giannis was continually unhappy, because look, they won a title in 2021. Since then, they haven't made it out of the playoffs since 2022. And if you're a championship level player, and Giannis certainly is, he's a two-time MVP. At some point, you have to want to win games, and the Bucks look like an organization that just has not been able to put together the roster necessary to win at a high level, and they've had chances.
Right. And so you wouldn't blame Giannis, especially in today's day and age in the NBA. But I think it's important to pay attention to the wording of what Doc Rivers said last night, because he said Giannis has not asked to be traded. He didn't say yet. He didn't say when. But there could certainly be some sort of talks, because at the end of the day, I think Giannis just wants to win. And that is completely fair, but I do think his legacy will be a little different if he goes somewhere else as opposed to staying with one team. But is it really worth staying with one team if they're not even in contention? And maybe last night was like the first step. Like, it's still very early in the season. Like, looking at this roster for the Bucks, it does not feel like a team that's going to be in contention. But they're standing at 10-13 last night. Big win over the Pistons last night, even without Giannis. The Pistons, one of the best teams in the NBA right now. But it kind of feels like that is a flash in the pan. Like, it's a one-night sample size. Don't think the Bucks are really going to be in contention. So it's certainly not going to shock me if Giannis goes somewhere else.
Yeah, I love when Doc's like, there's been no conversations. It's like, well, maybe no conversations with you. Maybe Giannis hasn't come to you and talked to you personally. But maybe Giannis's agent has been talking with John Horst and the upper management for the Bucks. So, yeah, Doc Rivers can say all these things, and they can be technically true, but also not true because he's probably not at the forefront of those conversations taking place. That's why Giannis has an agent, and that's where those discussions have reportedly been happening, according to Shams, who is always so plugged in. I just think it's, you know, it's sort of been a missed opportunity here for Milwaukee, because if you look at the team that they built around Giannis, this is just, it's not a good basketball team. I mean, they have Miles Turner, Ryan Rollins, Bobby Portis has been banged up. And so this really started a few years ago after that championship run, and they made changes at head coach, bringing Doc in. I thought that was a bad move at the time. I'm not necessarily anti-Doc, but if you're Giannis, he has been, I feel like, patient, and I am not someone who believes in you should constantly ring chase, but that's kind of where we are in the NBA, and Giannis already has one. But there also is such a thing as being frustrated with what your organization is doing or what they're not doing to try and win titles. And the Bucks are sitting here, they're 10-13, they're 3-7 in their last 10. Yeah, they get a big win against the Pistons last night, but overall, this is just not a good team. And Giannis reportedly wanted to evaluate, how is this team going to look? How is this franchise going to look after the first 25 games of the season? Well, here we are after 23 games, and this is a mediocre team at best.
Right. Well, we also need to wait to see the actual severity of his injury last night, because it was a non-contact injury. I know the Bucks said it's just a calf strain, but they're waiting to hear, I think, the results of the MRI. So I don't know how much time he's going to miss, but it does feel like he's probably not going to get traded until he's fully healthy. But I think the lesson learned for some of these NBA teams is that you cannot wait to build a championship roster around your superstar and say, well, Giannis is super loyal. You know, he's one of those European players that's just going to be, you know, in the same spot, and he's not going to be demanding a trade. Because if you're not doing that, eventually they will ask for a trade. And I think they're just starting to realize that. So these teams do not have years to spend where they say, okay, we won a championship this year. We'll just let things roll with the roster that we have. We can get older. Maybe we're not going to spend money on those supporting pieces around Giannis. You got to do it while he's there, because he is going to demand a trade, even the most loyal guys, because I don't think anybody looks at Giannis and says, oh, that's a guy that we knew he was going to be out of the door the second the Bucks started losing. No, Giannis has really embraced Milwaukee and playing in a mid-market. So it doesn't feel like it is a Giannis problem. It's just a problem across the NBA that a lot of these teams, they have to learn before it's too late.
Yeah, I always think that's fascinating, which is, you know, when you make a name for yourself in a Green Bay or a Milwaukee or an Oklahoma City or a Sacramento or a San Antonio, these markets that, you know, they don't have the full complement of major sports teams necessarily. And so they really lean into the pro sports franchise that they do have, or the couple of franchises that they do have. And so Milwaukee is one of those cities where, yeah, they have the Brewers, of course, you know, they have the Bucks, but you can really you can not just make a name for yourself, you can become a lifetime icon in that city. And he'll always sort of have that because of the championship. But if he leaves now and he plays the next 10 years for the Knicks, for example, or the Spurs, for example, because he's still got a long life ahead of him when you talk about his career in the NBA, then it sort of lessens that a little bit. But at some point, as much as legacy matters, as much as being an icon in a particular city or market might matter. The end goal is to win titles. And if you've already done it and you're not having the team around you and the franchise support, you got to go.
Well, and even from a fan perspective, I don't think any of us want to see a superstar waste away without being a part in a postseason. Like, yeah. To use baseball as an example, like, look at Ohtani when he was with the Angels. That's what baseball was keeping from us. He was stuck in L.A., the other L.A., and not even playing in the postseason. So I think from a fan perspective, as much as people like to see loyalty because it is a lost thing in the NBA right now, people want to see the superstars in the postseason. So if the Bucks aren't giving him that chance, then I think we would rather see him in the postseason.
Where is he going to go? We keep hearing Spurs and Knicks, Spurs and Knicks. Imagine him on the Spurs. Like, the Knicks would be fun. There's no question. But imagine him down in San Antonio with Wimby and Stephon Castle and those young guys. I mean, God. Maybe they wouldn't be, but they feel like they're already very good, particularly when everyone is healthy and Wimby in particular is in that lineup. They're already young and hungry and going to be great. Imagine adding a talent like Giannis. That would be, I think, just from a pure watch perspective, that would be something to see, all of the length and height and defensive prowess on the floor at the same time.
Well, it also feels like you're buying more into the future, as opposed to the Knicks feel like a right now destination because they have already been contenders in the postseason. They have some older guys. But the Spurs, it feels like he could almost grow with them. And it's also a similar market to Milwaukee. Like, going from Milwaukee to New York City is a big deal. And I'm not saying, like, Giannis is not a big enough superstar to handle it. I'm just saying that the cultural dynamics would be very, very different.
Oh, man. If you want to go to a place where they love and have a singular focus on their sports team, it's San Antonio. Like, no question about that. And you know, it's kind of a balance, too. You go to New York City, and yes, of course, it's New York. It's the biggest market. The lights will be the brightest there, and playing at the Garden is unrivaled. You hear that again and again and again. But, of course, the allegiances are also somewhat spread out because it's New York City, and they have so many teams. In San Antonio, it's the Spurs. I covered the Spurs for a long time, and I just remember even during playoff games, like, the team would hand out placards, you know, that said, like, "Let's go Spurs," you could hold up during the game. And when they ran out of those or people couldn't get access, the number of people who would take pieces of notebook paper and write "Let's go Spurs" on markers and tape those to their cars, like, you would see that everywhere. It was just wild, like, the amount of support there. But that happens in a smaller market where if that's the one team, you get that complete focus. And Milwaukee is similar. San Antonio is especially like that. So I'm sure transitioning to either that market in New York or that market in San Antonio will be a factor as well, because he's going to get paid no matter what.
Well, and also on the flip side, it feels like in New York City, you're a god if you give them a championship, but they will turn on you in a heartbeat. If you miss time due to an injury, if you underperform, like, we saw that with Julius Randle. Like, it feels like people were so mean to Julius Randle, and whether it's warranted or not, like, it is a sideshow. So that's the thing. It just feels like the stakes are bigger when it comes to your reputation and the way that the fan base is going to treat you.
No question. I mean, didn't just put this in the chat, and it's absolutely true. And just look at Oklahoma City. You know, that's when Russ comes back, for example. They just lose their minds because that's the team. It's the Thunder, you know? So Giannis may have a choice to make if he chooses to, but he's going to get paid, like I said, no matter what. On October 1st of next season, eligible for a four-year, $275 million max extension. Coming up next, back to the NFL and our top five teams in the league. That is here on the Daily Tip.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll tell you who has the power as we rank our top five teams in football. Chelsea, I need some workout tips. You got to help me out here because you work out, what, 14 times a week? You're always in the gym, always getting it done. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you host a show, have a young girl in Blake who is obviously going to be a baseball superstar at some point based on her offseason, her swing coming along. You got Jake, you're managing him, watching the Golf Channel, and yet you find a way to get into the gym on a regular basis. How do you do this? Because me, I have none of those responsibilities. All I have is back episodes of Law and Order to watch, and I'm like, I should probably do something today. Like, how do you stay motivated?
Well, I say motivated because it keeps me from not being crazy. Like, you know those things people say about working out, how it releases endorphins and it balances your mood? Mm-hmm. All of those things are true. So it's not just for aesthetics, and it's not just for like losing weight and being in good shape. It's also for like the mental aspect of it. And especially when you have a lot going on at home, where this is the 1 hour of the day where I zone out. I don't have to think about my responsibilities and I have a singular focus, and that is working out. So it's one of those things where I think it is an added benefit and something that I need to anchor me every day. And think about habits that you've had for 20 plus years.
That's
because
true.
I have been working out or like exercising,
right?
I don't know, like 3 to 4 times a week since I was 9. Because swimming's like really intense. So like swimming, when you get the ripe old age of like 8 years old, they're like, we need to start you going 3 to 4 times a week. So it's one of those things where it would feel as strange as like, I don't know, like not brushing your teeth. Do you get what I'm saying? It's such a habit in my life that it feels odd when I don't work out.
No, it's always interesting to me when you look at high-level athletes, and I consider you a high-level athlete, when they put in so much work their entire lives. Like, they generally go off in two directions. One is, well, I've done this my entire life. This is good for me. It's ingrained in me as part of my daily schedule. I enjoy it. And then there's some people, and when they're done, they're like done. It's like, I've been doing this my whole life. I don't want to do this any longer. It's like, I see this with the Commanders or other former athletes. And some of them are like, yeah, I'm going to be in shape. I've always been in shape. And other guys are like, no, I did this for, you know, 30 years. And now I've earned my money. I've had a good career. I'm just going to not necessarily let it go, but I'm not going to worry about being in the gym. So I always think that's sort of fascinating.
Well, I think it is different when you play football. And that's like being in a car crash every Sunday.
Yes.
But I think also, like, especially when you have kids, you think about how important your health is. And if you want to live long, you need to be doing physical activity. Like, the older I get, the more that I do not take my health for granted. And that is one thing that is in your control, diet and exercise. And I'm not saying that you only have to have, like, kale smoothies. It's just within reason. Like, it's one of those things that you can make your life noticeably better and go to the doctor fewer times if you, you know, just stay remotely active.
Yes, I think that's a good point. I've seen that with a lot of my friends, which is kind of awesome to see, where not necessarily in awesome shape, but maybe needed to tighten it up a little bit. I'm not taking a shot at anyone, but obviously there's some people and they just, but I've had some friends where they were seriously, I mean, really overweight, like in a way where you're like, hey, I hope you're okay. And then they have a child and they're like, I've got to get myself in shape because I need to be here for my kids. So that's a big inspiration for a lot of people and certainly a worthy one. Also worthy on this Thursday, five teams only, as we tell you our favorites in the National Football League.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, Chelsea, you have the power. You're the one doing deadlifts, squats, incline presses, butterflies, running on the treadmill. You have the power. I'm just a guy. So let's start with you. What do you got?
All right, power rankings for this week in the NFL. Not a ton of changes at the top, because I think just because the Rams lost one game does not mean they are not still the best team in the NFL, because a lot of people will talk about Matt Stafford and his MVP numbers and Sean McVay and the experience that they have winning a Super Bowl. But also, this is one of the best defenses in the NFL, allowing just 17.5 points per game. That is the second best mark in the NFL. So a very complete team. And the difference between them and the Patriots is that the Rams have postseason experience at some of the top positions. So I still think the Rams stand atop the rankings for me. And next up, it's going to be the Patriots at two. We're standing at December 4th. Like, at some point, you have to start believing in what the Patriots are doing. Drake May is your favorite to win MVP, I believe, depending on where you look. And that defense, also one of the best defenses in the NFL. Fifth overall when it comes to points per game. So I think it's difficult to make the jump from really bad team to, like, winning a Super Bowl. And maybe it's not the year for the Patriots, but you cannot discount the stretch that the Patriots keep winning all these games. Because usually in the NFL, like, teams just have flat spots, and we're just not seeing it from the Patriots. And then next up, we're going to go the Seahawks. Again, it feels like a team that's similarly constructed to the Rams, in that it is a great overall team with a great passing offense with Sam Darnold, JSN, but also one of the best defenses, right behind the Rams in points per game, allowing just 18.1 points per game. Next up, we're going to the Bills. This is the one team in the NFL that I am still leaving the light on for. We talked about last week how leaving the light on season is officially over. So it's over for me when it comes to the Chiefs, probably the Eagles, the Ravens, maybe the Lions as well, depending on what happens tonight. But for the Bills, it is still a team that I would not want to face in the postseason. And they're one of the few teams that I mentioned that list that are actually active in the playoff hunt. So I'm going to go Bills at four simply because Josh Allen. Number five, the Broncos. You cannot dismiss what this defense has done this year. When it comes to sacks, they are head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL, leading the league with 51 team sacks. The next best team is the Cleveland Browns, who have 43, and they have Myles Garrett, who's probably going to break the regular season sack record. So it's damn impressive what the Denver defense is doing. They're not higher on this list because I don't trust their offense. But still, that defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. The ultimate equalizer when you go against great quarterbacks is being able to get after the quarterback. So that wraps up my list as the Broncos fill in the five spot.
All right. I like it. I, you know, like we normally do, we're very similar, but also have some differences. So I'm going to start at five and then go to the top. Number five, I'm going with the Broncos. I'm with you. The Broncos are so, at times they're hard to watch, Like, they don't necessarily look fancy, and it's not, you know, free-flowing and fluid like it was when the Chiefs were winning, but not every team looks like that. But the Broncos just kind of find ways. They sort of grind it out, whether it was that amazing fourth-quarter comeback against the Giants or even last week against the Commanders. They just find ways to win. But you're absolutely right. That defense is top-notch, and when you have a defense like that in the National Football League, not only can you win a ton of games, you can be the number one seed in the AFC, and that's where the Broncos are trending right now. I still believe in the Packers at four. Everyone was hot on the Packers at the start of the season, and I feel like Green Bay is the one team that we're just not talking a whole lot about. Like, they're sitting here in one of the most competitive divisions in the NFL. I believe they're 8-3-1. They are a complete football team. And yet, because the Lions aren't quite the team that they were last year, and because the Bears have been so good, I feel like they get lost in the conversation. But the Packers belong there, and they're only getting healthier down the stretch. This is a really good Green Bay team, and I feel like the Packers are someone we're going to be talking about here in just a few weeks, even more so than we are now. At three, I am still on the Seahawks and slinging Sammy Darnold. Don't you know that the Vikings are thinking, maybe we shouldn't have moved on from him? He is the best. If you look at the metrics right now, he is the best deep ball passer in the National Football League. They actually scheme up plays for him to go deep, and it certainly helps when you have a guy like JSN. But the Seahawks are also a complete team. They play great defense. Love what I'm seeing in Seattle. And then I'm with you on the Rams. Disappointing loss last week in Carolina, but that is the National Football League. Matthew Stafford was uncharacteristically a little sloppy last week, throwing interceptions. They get a fumble as well. But Carolina is much improved. And again, it's the NFL. None of these teams were going to go undefeated down the stretch. It happens. The Rams are still great. They have Sean McVay. And then here we are with the Patriots once again. I mean, I didn't want to believe. I doubted them before the season. But when you look at the way they're playing, their winning streak, the complimentary football, even on special teams, they got that touchdown on Monday night, that punt return, where this game was over at the half. They're well coached, and they have nothing to lose. Unlike some of these other teams, they remind me of the Commanders last year, where they are playing with house money, because you might have expected a jump this season, but no one expected this. So the pressure is off because no one expected this from New England. Right now, they are the number one team in the NFL.
Ah, well, some disagreement at the top, because the only reason I put the Rams above the Patriots, and like, honestly, it's 1A and 1B right now, similar to the MVP discussion, but only one of those teams has Super Bowl experience. And isn't that the biggest question with the Patriots, is that we see this in the regular season, but it does feel like the postseason is a different game. And what's wild is that it feels like all these big postseason names in the AFC probably aren't going to make the playoffs this year, with the exception of Josh Allen.
That's exactly right. And I thought about the Bills as well. So when you said that, I thought, I think you phrased it the right way, which is I'm just not out on them yet. Like, you still have to believe in who they are. And when you have a guy like Josh Allen, and when you have that playoff experience, I feel like amongst these teams that we talked about, if there's one team that can raise its level, that has the highest ceiling of all, it's probably the Bills, based on what we've seen in the past. And if you're Buffalo, don't you know you've got to be saying, guys, Kansas City might not make the playoffs. This is our time. We got to make a run, because the Chiefs may not be there. Coming up next, we're going to stay with the NFL, see if the Cowboys can pull the upset tonight in the Motor City. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. A preview of Thursday Night Football coming your way. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.